This is Saturday AM Live, and your host, Vance Rogers. I get to have fun, and we're going to get into a topic, and some of you may think, well, that happened weeks ago. Why? What do we really need to talk about it now? But absolutely, because we now, if we want to host one of the next Rhythm events, the one coming up on August 31st, we can do that. Registration is now open. Again, let me share with you the quote. I have never known God to use a discouraged person. Dale Moody said that years ago. As leaders, if we want to change the environment in our area where we live and get things going for NECAN, well, we need to step up to the plate. NECAN does not, recommend, or they do not require, I should say, that we have a certain amount of group, and that's evident in the 74 Rhythm sites that took place in the last one, which was a few weeks ago, on May 19th. We had everything from well over 100 people, 150, 200 at some events, and then as few as a couple dozen at other events. And every single one of them was a huge success. So let's talk to a couple of the gals that are on. I don't think I have any males unless Nathan Tula did make it on the call. He said he might have a family commitment. But I should have with us Patty Larson, Suzette Patton, Jerry Hickson, and let's see, we know Liz Coker is on, and she's going to share about the events in Austin that took place. But let me just read really quickly some of the things that can take place when you grab hold of something and then you make a decision to run with it, okay? Here's something that just was emailed to me this morning, and it falls perfectly segueing into what we're talking about. Being a leader, making decisions, or go for it, okay? This comes from Steve, and he said, based on the interview you did with Steve Gross last week, just want to let you know of my success with my portable DVD player. I commute in and out of Salt Lake City on the computer light rail every weekday. After the call last Saturday, I dug out a little DVD player that my daughter gave to me for Christmas and took it with me to work. I got in a conversation with a young lady on the way home tonight. It came up that she was a psychology student. I mentioned that I was going to a former psychology student's home tonight, Sean Cadmill, which is hard to envision Sean Cadmill as a psychology student, but nonetheless. And even though he had never worked in that industry or in that occupation as a full-time job in his life, I shared with her that at 35 years old, he was making between $80K and $100K a month. She asked me how. Because most psychologists don't make that much, by the way. I agreed that if she would watch the video with me, and she said, sure. We watched the first look DVD and half of the second look before I had to get off the train. She has back problems. She's 18 years old and was so excited that what she saw and heard, she gave me her name and two telephone numbers. That was the third presentation I'd given on the train this week. Wow. It was that simple. All it comes down to really is simply making a decision. So let's go first to Liz Coker. You said that at the start of the call you had some difficulties working with the hotel. There in Austin, getting your event scheduled and getting it up and running, and yet in my fingertips, I've got a great description of the way that it was described by Karen Hamill. That you guys had quite an event, and Karen or Liz, what did you guys have, by the way, for your numbers at your event there in Austin?
To tell you the truth, Vance, I don't remember what we had. We had a room full.
A room full.
I would say that we probably had 80 to 100.
Yeah. I was told I think it was 110.
Okay. I'm a little...
I should have just said that because I knew the answer to it, but I wanted to see if you were paying attention.
Well, I obviously didn't pay that close attention. I didn't count them. it was really a fun event, and I'd just like to add with your... Del Moody comment, I don't know how anyone could be in NECAN and be discouraged. Everything that we have out there, but we did get to the hotel that morning, and Terry had actually made the reservation for the hotel, and we that everything was going to be ready for us. It wasn't. Fortunately, it was only about 10 minutes away from my office, so I ran over there and got a screen for us. And we used our hand mic as our Chris's computer for our system that day. It all worked out just fine.
You know, and that's the thing, Liz, that is really kind of fun, because regardless of what happens in anything, because a lot of people think, you know, how could I put on an event? How could I host one of these rhythm gigs? Because, you know, there's got to be a certain amount of charisma. It's got to be professional. It really doesn't, because Nikan takes care of all that with the DVD. As long as you've got a projector and a laptop to throw it on, you just push play, and then when it's done, you talk a little bit, go on to the next segment, you know, mash play again, and you're good to go. And you can make it work. You can always improvise and have fun with it. Liz, now you guys are no stranger there in the Austin area to having big events. It's the site of the Pathfinder Summit every single year, and there's like 1,000 people that have come to that the last couple years. What made this event unique for you guys in that, I guess the question is, did you have a good number of guests there, or was it primary wellness consultants, or, you know, what made it different? Because, again, you guys have some big events there.
Well, we did have several guests there, and, of course, a lot of it was consultants, and they were getting recognized, and they know that. And that helps, but we had, I would say probably 30% of them were guests. And I know of one, of course I don't know if they're not in my team, but I know of one person that was there that had been looking at Nikan for at least 2 months, and that did it. They bought their wellness home. That was one Betty Frank's guest.
Now, and you guys had Ann Bodak at your event, correct?
No.
No.
Not have anyone from corporate. We just used the information that was sent us, and that was another thing that was kind of funny. I walked in that morning, and I hadn't seen it. I knew nothing. Information had come to Karen and Chris, and so they had reviewed it, so they had to take the lead. But we just bounced off one another and had a lot of fun, and Betty Frank ended up winning one of the weekends. Which meant that I won a weekend also, and I didn't know. It was a surprise to me. So it just, we were just very relaxed. Of course, I'm very fortunate. Karen and Chris are just professional at this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a lot of fun was all that I could say. And I believe that we pulled it off that way, just improvising where we needed to improvise and kind of rolling with the punches when we needed to roll with the punches. And I think we'll do a much better job next time around and put on even better meeting. And with the new things that you've announced this morning, I think we can build even more excitement toward that meeting.
Well, you know, and see, the thing is that we have to transition to, and anyone who's been around Nikan for a while, we really got in a rut. And I know adults love ruts, that we like to carve them deeper, you know, and longer. And whereas kids, they hate consistency. They want change. It's got to, you know, always be new and exciting and fresh. And what I think where we have kind of taken a back seat in our leadership is that in the mode of every, you know, 6 months or so, sometimes every quarter, having a new product to resell to our existing people. And we missed out literally for years on bringing new people on board. And that's where one of the strong points of this rhythm event. And, you know, we may have a new and revised Palm Mag by then, or a new summer comforter to debut at this event. But really, it's not about that. We've got the whole wellness home already. You know, we just need to get out there. Liz, let me ask you this one question. Totally off the subject. In light of the email that Dennis and Ruth Williams sent down yesterday with the Sprint to Silver attachment, with a wonderful newsletter and write-up talking about how I think the percentage was 65% of the volume that Nikan's giving you in going silver. Now, I did it the old-fashioned way, generating a full 20,000 in personal group volume, and every silver that we broke out since then has been that old-fashioned way. Where do you see this going, especially this month? We're halfway through the month of June, taking advantage of all this free volume. What would you challenge and encourage people to do this month, and then in July and August when there's still a bit of that free volume available? What would you encourage and challenge us to do regarding our people in lieu of what Nikan has done?
Well, I would say don't forget to work with new people, of course, and get new people into your group. I met for quite a while yesterday with gentlemen from Shreveport, and actually we sat there and prepared for him to go silver next month. But past that point, past the new people that you're talking to out there and that you can bring in and actually take them to silver in the first month quite easily, don't forget your seniors that are sitting down there, especially the dormant ones. This is something that we can get people really excited about. If you've got somebody that you know in the beginning was excited about Nikan, but just haven't been doing what they should be doing, my goodness, this is a way to really get them turned on, because you can give them the, or clarify the vision for them very easily. And I sat on my back porch yesterday morning. As you know, I live out on a ranch, and it's a wonderful atmosphere to sit out there and set goals for one of my team members who really couldn't see how she could get there. But we just sat and rocked and talked, and she was ready to go by the time we got through. So don't forget the people that really haven't seen the picture of the business yet are more there for using the product, but this is a great time to get them turned on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Liz, and I appreciate that, especially when I throw you a curveball and didn't even tell you I was going to ask you about that. Let's. Do we have Patty Larson with us on the phone?
Yes, Vance, I'm here.
Oh, good morning, Patty. So
good morning.
Let's go from Ballstrop, and I think I pronounced that properly, outside Austin, Texas, up to Seattle, Washington. And, Patty, you were actually the co-host of the event, and Mary Burke Dean has told me repeatedly in via email and over the phone that you were really the one that all the credit goes to for putting together such a bang-up event. What did you guys have in Seattle, first of all, numbers-wise?
I believe we had 240.
200.
Right around.
Okay.
And by the way, because I am an Everett, Washington woman, we were in Everett, not Seattle. But
Everett.
So I like to pass the word on my wonderful hometown. So we're
you
real.
You want to correct that? Yeah.
I do. We were in Everett this time. So.
Yeah, I understand, because when people say, "Oh, you're from Washington, right?" I say, "No, actually, I'm from Portland, Oregon." If you want to get more specific, I'm from Corbett, Oregon, which is the home right now, as according to Newsweek magazine, of the number one high school in the state.
Oh, wow.
Our little
what
I used to call Cal Pie High is the number one high school in the state.
We have to be proud of our roots, you know.
Yeah, we have to be. 212th in the nation out of 25,000 schools that are using iCurriculum. So a little side note there.
My word.
Patty, how many guests did you guys have?
You know, I'm sorry. I don't have that information. And
okay.
Mary Dean is very gracious to say that I'm the one that was responsible for all this. But to tell you the truth, Vance, I was the MC.
Okay.
And so Mary and our team all together really worked at putting this whole thing together. There was we were, I think, just a great example of, you know, a lot of people each doing a little bit to pull off just an absolutely fantastic event.
Now, you did a full day gig, right?
We did. We had the morning, you know, according to the regular corporate schedule that came out that we talked about in all the corporate calls. And then in the afternoon, we came back for workshops. I think they were 1.5 hours. And we had 3 workshops offered. And Ray Schwab did a great one on Tell Me What You Want and I'll Show You How to Get It. And so that was great for brand new people and for guests. And then we did one on going silver by using wellness homes, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Wellness home open houses.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one was from gold to President's Club and beyond.
Now,
and that was great.
I want to go back, Patty. Now, were these workshops in separate rooms, or are they everybody in the same room?
They were in separate rooms.
They're
so
separate
we made
rooms.
The announcement before we broke for lunch.
Okay.
where these were going to be held, and then we all came back together for closing.
Okay, now what kind of facility was this at?
We were in at Cascade High School.
Okay.
So it was a high school facility, so we had access to the library and a couple other rooms, and then the, I guess it was the gymnasium.
Okay, and you did say high school, not elementary school, because I'm envisioning adults trying to cram into little kids' desks, which is always hilarious.
No, these high school kids are pretty big these days, you know, so
yeah,
we had
lots
of room to sit.
Yeah. We go to these parent-teacher conferences, and I cram myself in these little chairs and on these little tables. I'm like, man, this is a little, quite a bit uncomfortable, but we'll endure. You made the comment, the title of Ray Schwab's, his workshop talk, "Tell Me What You Want, and I'll Show You How to Get It."
Uh-huh.
Incredibly pivotal when we look at the 90-day rhythm cycle, in that each and every person has one of those, and I think it's pivotal in our Nikan organization, in our business, if we take what some of the sites did around the country and sit down and break it up into small groups and say, ask the question exactly like Ray did. Tell me what you want. Tell me what your dreams are. Where do you want to go in life? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to do? And if it relates to Nikan, how can we make this? I'll show you how to do it. And what did some of the people walk away from that session with?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I went to the third session, From Goal to President's Club and Beyond. So I don't know, but I've been to Ray's sessions before. And so I can only speak from that and from memory and from talking to Ray off and on, since we are so fortunate to have him right here in our area. But, you know, I think it's when you talk with someone like Ray and you're able to verbalize and get to the point of what you really want and have someone help you lay down a step-by-step plan, it's, you know, like how do you eat an elephant? I mean, it's doable. And I think that's what I came away with whenever I've talked to Ray is, you know, I can have whatever I want. I can be whatever type of leader I want. I can work to identify and meet the needs of other people, and then, you know, provide them with the gift of knowing about Nikan and let them take it from there with my assistance. So I think it's, for me, in that type of a workshop, it was, you know, catching the vision and knowing that it's doable, and then, you know, of course, you know, intention without action is nothing, so then you got to put it into action.
Mm-hmm. And I think what I'm gleaning from what you're sharing is that if we don't ask these questions of people, even whether it's at an event or one-on-one, it's like what I just shared with Steve Crowfoot, sitting on a commuter train, asking somebody the question, do you have 12 minutes? Would you like to sit down? Let's talk about your future. Let's talk about what you'd like to see, and then kind of presenting what Nikan has to offer in that. One last question, Patty, and I'm curious about this. Again, like Liz, you guys are in Seattle area, you're used to having big events, and so this is, I mean, you guys do a quarterly expo that's always a bang-up thing. I've been up to your events where you've had, you know, 900, 1,000 people, and you had a guest speaker at this one?
Yeah, we were very, very fortunate. We had Bonnie Taylor with us.
Okay.
Excuse me, Bonnie Taylor, and then we had, from corporate, and then we had Sean Catmull.
Oh,
and Sean was absolutely fantastic.
So you had the resident psychologist and
we
trainer
did.
That I referred
mm-hmm.
to. And did Sean wow the crowd?
Sean did wow the crowd.
Okay.
He was a great speaker, and he did a wonderful job for us. And it was, and I was so fortunate to get to personally meet him and talk with him a bit. And what a wonderful, wonderful young man.
And I want to throw this in here that Sean Catmull's sponsor and I had a conversation a few days ago, and he informed me that nobody invited him to a rhythm event.
Hmm.
You know, Dave Johnson sat at home.
I heard that, yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, I mean, he was at their event that they had in Spokane, and they had an incredible event. But I want to throw that out there, that if you're interested in putting on one of these events, as Dave always says, the answer to the question that's never asked is always no. So if you don't ask some of these people, then they won't go.
Mm-hmm.
So and you guys had two, Bonnie Taylor and Sean Catmull. So, you know, why not? So, hey, Patty, from us down here in Oregon, who were competing against you because we didn't want to drive all the way up to Everett, thank you for putting on a great show. And,
well, thank you.
Pass on my gratitude to your team, because I know we have lots of people up there that are benefiting from it. And thank you for taking a few minutes and sharing on the call.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Hey, not a problem. Hey, I want to jump over to, Let's see here. Some of the thoughts that were conveyed out of the group that was in Dallas. Let's see. This comes from Becky Jacobs, who had a family thing to be on the, could not be on the call this morning. But she said, we had 31 in attendance with 5 guests. Of course, we would have loved to have more people there, but the ones who came are very focused and excited about building their business. The event flowed very smoothly. And I'm trying to think. They had a silver panel. Oh, no, two of them were not even silver yet, and they were on their leadership panel, and really encouraged everybody to stay on track. And she said, we love the new way that Nikan has put this together. Of course, having a team to work with is a big bonus. So, again, focus in on the fact that, you know, Nikan's put the DVD together. Let's go all the way out to, I believe it was Greenville, South Carolina. Am I correct in that? Suzette? See, I should have asked if Suzette was on the phone first. So, Suzette, if you muted you out, we'd love you muted yourself. There we go. I knew you did.
Hi.
That. Okay. Now, you guys at your event had a small group, a couple dozen people, and yet you had the voice of God with you that day, right?
We did.
We did. Otherwise known as Stephen B. Stevens, who, by the way, I need to add here, one of our own Nikan Wellness Consultants, Royal Diamond Today, last weekend in St. Louis, Missouri, was inducted into the St. Louis Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Woo! Clap, 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 cheer, cheer, cheer. Big deal. I mean, huge stinking deal that one of our own could be in a position of such notoriety to be inducted into that organization at a big hoop to do banquet, and he was honored. And so eventually we're going to have to get Stephen to come on board and share about what that meant to him. And it was so funny hearing about it from Gisela, his wife, who said she had a gentleman come up to her and say, you know, as a young boy, I'd hear your husband speak on the radio and see him on TV, and I just thought, oh, man, what would it be like someday to be able to touch him? And she was like, oh, wow, you know, I, you know, sleep with the man, so it's not that big a deal. But no, it is a big deal. Suzette, let me get back on track here. Tell us about your event. You guys have hosted events. I've been to many expos that you guys have put on in Charlotte and in the Greenville area. What made this one different? And you, of course, have an incredible team there with Cheryl Moses and Ron Jennings and the rest of the gang. What was it like to host this event as opposed to others?
Well, it was almost like not having to do anything. Nikan had everything planned. It was too easy. So, you know, because when you do it yourself and you start from square one, I mean, it's a lot of planning, a lot of meetings. And we only had to meet and talk a couple of times, and we were good to go.
Okay, now having Stephen there, who is, you know, pretty, you know, well-known amongst a lot of different circles, was that an added bonus, added treat?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And what has it done in the few weeks since then? We've had, let's see, 4 weeks, so a full month ago that this event took place. What has taken place in your group as a result?
Well, the sprint for silver, everybody now is planning, strategizing. How can we get people equity? How can we get going? And they have goals set. I mean, it's like giving us a new lease on life.
Okay.
And a lot of us are cross-line that work together. And, you know, we just work as a team, and everybody's just ready to roll.
Okay.
And just, you know, go forward.
Okay, so it was. Now, are you guys, or have you guys thrown in the towel at this point, or are you guys going to actually host an event in August?
We've already signed up for it, yes.
You signed up for it. You've already registered, which, by the way, I need to point out, that, what did I do with my notes? The registration is open now for anyone who wants to be a host of the August 18th gig. And I understand that you've twisted an arm pretty hard and you've got a guest speaker coming in.
We do. Okay. And it took a lot of twisting, but we finally said, okay, if you need me that bad, I will come. Mr. Vantalizes, and everybody is so excited, so.
Now, Suzette, you guys are doing yours a little differently, so I can be in two places at once. On meditating or, you know, channeling or cloning myself. But I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina in the morning of the 18th and be with you guys in Greenville, South Carolina in the evening. Now,
right.
An evening gig, is that an hindrance? Because a lot of times people think, well, I'll just go to this morning seminar. Now, what you're doing yours in the evening, from what time to what time?
I think it's like 3:30 to 5:30 or 3 to 5:30, something in there. We haven't really set an exact time, but around that time.
I think it'll be an afternoon gig. And
right.
Something that we might throw out here as an encouragement that works really well, and we've had several people do this around North America, is that by doing an afternoon event, it allows us to say to our people, hey, why don't you come to this event, and I'll treat you to dinner afterwards.
Right.
And you can just tell me what you think. And again, playing back on the words that Patty shared with Ray Schwab's talk, you know, tell me what you want, and I'll show you how to get it, and which is a great way to follow up. Suzette, one last question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to somebody out there that's thinking about, because you have hosted many events, your background is in corporate America, and for you, this is like no big deal. What would you say to encourage somebody that's in an area where there's not a big Nikon presence, that doesn't think they can put one of these on, and they're not sure because they've never done it?
Go for it. Try it. It's easy. They do everything for you. All you have to do is listen and follow their lead.
Okay.
So, you know, you may not have someone in the area, but you have Nikon, and they're taking care of it for you. So I'd say go for it.
Okay. Now, let's, thank you, Suzette. Let's jump down south. Jerry Hickson, I believe you're with us. Yes, no? Give her a few seconds to
meet. I am here.
There you go. And thank you guys again for being so gracious. Man, you're making this easy when it comes to muting yourself out. Jerry, you're kind of, even though you grew up in the area of Melbourne, Florida, Melbourne Beach, and I think it's listed as Melbourne, not Melbourne Beach, but you live in Melbourne Beach, a wonderful home that was a place to rest a head for a weary traveler and enjoy the pool. Especially for my daughter's sake, and
enjoyed having both of you.
Something that was unique to your event is you guys had a lot of different groups represented. I mean, probably six or seven different groups, and you had a few dozen people there, a couple dozen people there, and two new silvers and some new executives, new seniors. So the excitement was really fun. And you kind of stepped out, again, but you grew up in that area, but recently relocated back there, so your warm market of influence is not real strong.
Mm-hmm.
However, there was something that happened that weekend in Melbourne as far as people coming together from all different lines, kind of orphans, as you will, as if I can use that term, that what is becoming your strong point there is all this different interactions from Crossline Wellness Consultants. And you're, deserve a pat on the back for kind of organizing this and pulling them all together. And now you did something differently, and I want to throw this out for people that are in areas. The night before the Rhythm event, tell us what you did to kind of pull people together.
Well, we actually had one on Thursday night and Friday night, but Friday night we did the covered dish, which really brought out more people. People like to come for food, I think. But
they do.
Everybody brought food, and it was great. And we had a lot of people that really wanted to come Saturday, but they might have had a wedding or something that they couldn't make it, so they did come Friday night. So it gave us a lot of chance by having those pre-events for them to meet you and really kind of go over a lot of the same things that we might cover on Saturday. So it was great.
Now, when you say to meet me, because I meet myself all the time, and I'm not all that impressed with myself, but... when you utilize a guest speaker to that capacity the night before an event, why is that important?
Well, it just, to me, it gives them, you were talking earlier about some people getting discouraged, or you didn't, somebody said you can't get discouraged, and you can, but if you are kind of an orphan out there by yourself, and I think the thing I really like about the fact that these quarterly events is that it's listed on the website. So, and that's why I did it in the first place, because I was kind of this new orphan here, even though I was in South Carolina working with Suzette and all for a couple years up there when I got started. And then I get down here, and I don't know any cross line. I don't know who else is there. But when it's listed, they just kind of come out of the woodworks. They contact you and say, oh, I want to come. And so you really get to meet some of these people and form this new group, which helps us to stay fed. I think, it's kind of like, to me, running a Nikan home business is a lot like, trying to practice your faith without church. You need to be fed, and your team needs to be fed, and they do get discouraged unless they get around people. And when we hear people like you and just see how easygoing you are, I know your daughters are just so precious, just sitting there on the sofa and just fall asleep while you're still talking, you're like a real person.
My parents do that often in wellness previews when I'm talking. I guess it's a soothing, laid-back voice. They often are dozing off, catching up like this. I think I might just have that effect on people.
I don't think anybody else went to sleep.
No, they didn't. I've
been to the beach all day. That might have had something to do with it, too.
That was a highlight of the trip, to see the response with Emily, to see the interaction, and people understood real quickly the value that we, the five pillars of health is not just something we talk about, we live it. Mm-hmm. And so it really does go hand in hand. The reason I ask that question, Jerry, is because I want people to understand how fun and simple it can be by doing a covered dish dinner the night before, even at somebody's home. And, I mean, you don't have a, where you got, what, 1,800, 2,000 square feet in your home, if that?
Oh, I don't know about feet.
It's not that big a home, and yet the two dozen people that were there didn't seem to mind one bit. I think there was actually, I think I counted 28
mm-hmm.
Friday night in your home, and I don't know if that included the kids, but because there were several that brought their kids with them just because, and it was an incredible environment to see that take place. One other thing that comes to mind regarding, I'm sure you've already ramped up and you're gearing up for the August 18th event with the team there. What is some of the things that you see as kind of, this was the first time you did something in Melbourne, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so kind of a springboard. Where do you see this going from there?
Well, I think just the fact that we had these people come and even, around the state came to this event, but we just got so excited and felt the support of more people getting involved that I actually was inspired to call Alfredo at the corporate office and just ask him how I could host a human being more class. Because in the past, they've been way down in Fort Lauderdale or way across the state, so, 4 or 5 hours away, you can't, just really have to spend the night there. So I did. I'm signed up for August the 11th and 12th. We're going to have...
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And so I'm real excited. And if anybody wants to come, you can take little side trips right to the Kennedy Space Centers close by or go to Disney an hour away, Or just stay there at the Radisson right on the beach. It's only 4 miles from my house. And all the rooms face the ocean. There's a discount for the rooms there, or folks can come and pile up in my house if they don't mind sleeping on the floor.
There you guys.
I'll put them in.
Some free advertising for an upcoming Humans Being More on August 11th and 12th in Melbourne Beach, Florida. That is the beach. So, think about what that would be like doing, putting your life cycle, planned together while sitting Friday or Saturday evening out on a poolside or on the beach. So if you guys are within driving distance, this would be a great weekend getaway to take advantage of. So, Jerry, thank you again for hosting Emily and I. We had a great time and looking forward to being back down there again next February when we sail in and out of Port Canaveral. And thank you for sharing on the call. Got an interesting, Mary McClellan could not be with us on the call because she's hosting Anthony Beauvais and Dave and Ellie Stoltzfus in Columbus, Ohio today. But she did something that was rather interesting, a couple things when she hosted their events, because she actually hosted two. Her name was tagged to two different events, and one in Columbus and one in Cleveland. So if you think it's challenging hosting one, try getting your name tagged to two. But she pulled it off, and both events were a huge success. And then the other thing that was interesting is the one in Columbus, they did not have a guest speaker, live, but what it really was live because they interviewed, and I'm going to butcher this a little bit because my French is not very good, but Pierre Gaudet, who was speaking at the World Federation of Chiropractic in Portugal that day, and so they did a webcam interview with him and broadcast it into the group that day, and they worked with his fiance in Toronto so they could, you know, make sure it all worked. But she said that it also demonstrated how with a laptop projector, Skype, and a huge belief in Nikan, the wellness home, the power of network marketing structure, and yourself, you can indeed build an international business from your home. And so a little bit more technical aspects to pull that one off, but again, to share how simple it is to make it happen. Do we have Nathan Tuller on the call? I wasn't sure if he was going to make it or not. It doesn't sound like it by the void. All right. Well, I think I've covered everyone. So, again, to Suzette, Patty, Jerry, and Liz, thank you guys so much for sharing. And I really do want to encourage everybody, if you've thought about being a host, if you've thought about, you know, maybe taking on the challenge of doing it, all of us are in an area where we need to have a rhythm event. These are not a product launches, although maybe from time to time a new product might be introduced. But what a great way to finish out the summer, to launch into fall by hosting one in your own hometown. And I'm going to challenge you. There are 150-plus President's Club members, and maybe it's not a diamond or a royal diamond. However, there's a lot of leaders out there that are just waiting for an invitation. Maybe it's not somebody that's above you in your organization. Maybe it's somebody that you just thought, oh, maybe I could call them, and, you know, they're waiting for an invitation. Too many of the great leaders in Nikan, especially the diamonds and above, are not traveling because nobody's invited them. You need to make a decision to invite them. I've talked to a lot of them. They're like, yeah, nobody's asked me to come. And get a hold of a President's Club list and start asking. And you will be amazed at what is out there as far as the talent ability to come and speak at your event. And we just have to make the decision to do it. And then one other thought on the subject of hosting one of these events. As leaders, let me put it to you this way. In the industry of network marketing, I have yet to find one of the top ranks represented in any network marketing company that has their sponsor next door to them. And what I mean by that is this, that if you think you're not able to do it because you need to have your sponsor or your upline diamond or royal ambassador hold your hand and walk you through it, you're wrong. All the leaders that exist in any industry, not just network marketing, have done it because they've got a little bit of, you know, oomph in them and decided, you know, if it's to be, it's up to me. And God doesn't use discouraged people. He uses people that take that first step. And my most favorite quote in all of life, in all of history, is simply this, that God never promised us to give us overcoming life. However, he gives us life as we overcome. And Oswald Chambers said that years ago, over 100 years ago, actually. And so we have to make that decision to step out there. And I really want to encourage people, and I'll quit beating the dead horse, because it's really not a dead horse, it's a live horse. We need to make a decision to jump out there and fill out the reservation form, go call a hotel, you just need a regular corded mic, and take a step of faith, because your vision of your area, of your city, as far as Nikan goes, will dramatically change when you make the step of faith and get out there and host one of these events. It'll change your life, and it'll change your group as it is there. So, again, next week, I failed to announce at the beginning of the call, we will have Cy Wagenbach and Ron Say with us talking about what it means to really slim and trim down and take advantage of what Nikan has to offer. And one final plug, you don't want to miss the, literally, mind, body, and life-altering concepts and the conference call that will be taking place Monday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, with H.R. Rogers and Steve Roberts, and that's the same number you dialed today, which is 319-279-1000. Did I give that number correctly? I think I did, yeah. Same one you dialed today, 319-279-1000, and the code is 777-477-POUND. And that is for the Advanced Lifestyle Call taking place June 18th at 7 a.m. So have a wonderful, truly great weekend. Thanks again to our guests who were on the call, Jerry Hickson, Liz Coker, Suzette Patton, and Patty Larson. I really appreciate you guys' comments. And we'll talk to you guys next Saturday, if not before. So have a great weekend.
You're welcome, Ben. Great Father's Day.